Well, what should the government be looking at in terms of how to manage this reopening of the country, and where should it be concentrating its public health resources? Well, to talk to us now is Professor Eimear Shelley, Dean of the Faculty of Public Health Medicine at the Royal College of Physicians in Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Shelley.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Is the time now right, do you think, to begin to relax these restrictions?
I think it is. I think the deal with the public was that if we had the restrictions for 6 weeks, then December would have a return to some semblance of normality. So it's important that that promise be kept, but that it's done as safely as possible.
And in a way that avoids us facing a third wave of infections in the new year, how do you think that might best be avoided?
Well, by now, most people are very aware of wearing masks, social distancing, and so on. So maintaining those behaviours, despite some increases in where people can go and what they can do, if we continue to maintain those behaviours, that of itself helps to reduce the risk.
I suppose, though, people also wonder, is the public health infrastructure there, in terms of testing and so forth, to allow us to use this phrase, to live with COVID as it moves from perhaps being a pandemic to what I think you describe as reaching an endemic stage?
That's right. At some stage in the future, COVID-19, we hope, will become endemic rather than the current epidemic, or indeed, because it's around the world, pandemic. We, as I understand it, still don't have sufficient resources to get us to that place. The vaccine will make a huge difference. What happens in normal circumstances with the usual outbreaks of infectious diseases are that small numbers of cases arise and the regional public health departments control the transmission so that it doesn't spread. That once cases get too high with COVID-19, that sort of control becomes increasingly difficult. So while we have cases still at 300 plus, and many, many outbreaks, small clusters, it's really difficult for the current resources within public health to manage those. Now, my understanding is that a recruitment process is underway, that resources will be increased, and that will be really important in the early months of next year.
And just a couple of specifics, particularly in relation to the pubs not serving food, we're hearing that they will be told to remain closed. Is that a sensible precaution?
I think it is. I do understand the really difficult situation of publicans, particularly small rural pubs and small pubs in the suburbs and so on. But it's not just that alcohol disinhibits, but that there's a physiological reason why food actually delays the increase in the alcohol levels in the blood. So there's a real reason behind associating food and alcohol. And I think we're all aware of that. You know, people might, you know, the old thing of drinking a glass of milk to line your stomach and so on before you drink, that it really does make a difference to have that food.
All right, Professor Eimear Shelley, thank you very much.